There you go. That's music from A Night at the Opera, featuring the Marx Brothers. It's a really great movie. And you can actually see that movie tomorrow night, Thursday, March 10th, at the Pickwick Theater. And it's part of the Park Ridge Classic Film Series. And Matthew Hoffman is the programmer for the Park Ridge Public Library Classic Film Series as well. And we're going to talk about the Legends of Laughter 2. And, of course, the screening tomorrow night of A Night at the Opera. Matthew Hoffman's been on the show many times, and he does really, really cool things. Let's talk to Matthew right now. Hey, Matthew.
Hey, Nick. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's always great to have you back. And tell everybody a little bit about your background and how you are the programmer for the Park Ridge Classic Film Series and that you are also the programmer at the Public Library. Let's talk a little bit about the Classic Film Series and tomorrow night's screening of A Night at the Opera.
Yeah, I used to be the classic film programmer for the old LaSalle Bank
right.
Theater a number of years ago, and from that point, you know, the Park Ridge Library asked me to do a classic film series. This was back in 2009, and it kind of just took off, and a few years after that, I started at the Pickwick Theater, and, you know, we've just been getting some great turnouts, and, you know, thanks to your help, I mean, we're getting the word out to a lot of people. And this spring, I thought we'd do something a little bit more fun, and we're doing a classic film program that profiles all the great movie comedy teams.
Yeah, it's such a great idea. There's so many of them.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. Laurel and Hardy, Evan Costello, Marx Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And to tie into the library series, it's sort of a crossover. I'm doing a big screening of A Night at the Opera at the Pickwick Theater, just to tie into our classic film program at the library. And, yeah, that's going to be tomorrow night. Really looking forward to it. I mean, we've got a lot of stuff on the agenda. We're actually showing, in addition to A Night at the Opera, we're going to be showing a classic short with Laurel and Hardy, Thicker Than Water, which was actually their last two-reeler that they made. Came out in 1935, the same year as A Night at the Opera. And, of course, Jay Warren is going to be back performing some pre-show music at 7 o'clock. So this is going to be really a lot of fun.
And, you know, you always make it a lot of fun. You know, yeah, like Jay Warren is just this legendary guy who plays the big, beautiful organ in the Pickwick Theater. And that's the prelude music at 7 o'clock. And then, you know, adding the Laurel and Hardy short is really nice. And it's only $10. It's $7 for seniors. You can get advance tickets for $8 and $6 for seniors by checking out ParkRidgeClassicFilm.com, ParkRidgeClassicFilm.com, and we have a link on our Facebook page. What is it about Night at the Opera that you picked of the Marx Brothers movies? Was there a reason you chose Night at the Opera?
Well, you know, many years ago, when I was the projectionist and programmer for the LaSalle Bank Theater, you know, I had taken over that job for the legendary Scott Marks.
Yes, the man, the myth, the legend.
And he had a 16-millimeter print of A Night at the Opera in the booth. And, you know, I it was a film that I always loved, and I always wanted to show it, but I never showed it at the LaSalle Bank. And it seemed like such a shame because it was this beautiful print there. And I never had the opportunity. So, you know, fast forward, you know, 15 years later, now I'm doing this classic comedy team. And it's really their last really great film. You know, films like Duck Soup get so much screening, Horse Feathers and stuff. And I thought A Night at the Opera would really be a nice way to bring in a lot of people.
Yeah, I think it's a great choice. You know, I mean, you're absolutely right. Horse Feathers because of the football stuff.
Yeah.
And of course, obviously, Duck Soup because it's Duck Soup gets played constantly. So it's kind of refreshing that you're actually showing A Night at the Opera.
Yeah, you know, it's got so many of those classic bit, you know, the famous stateroom scene.
Oh, my God.
Where everyone's trying to squeeze into the
yep.
one room. And
yep.
there's that great verbal exchange between Groucho and Chico regarding a contract. I'm trying to remember how it goes. The party of the first part.
Right.
Known
yep.
in this contract, the party of the first part.
Yep.
And they just go on. They're just these two guys just standing there talking. But it's so hilarious. I'm
obviously, like most human beings who have a sense of humor of any kind, I'm a huge fan of the Marx Brothers. You have to be.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I love so much about the Marx Brothers is that it's just mayhem. It's like barely controlled anarchy, you know? And that's what I really love about the Marx Brothers. And like when the movies are firing on all cylinders, it's just you have this sense of complete and wonderful and hilarious anarchy. And that's what I love most about those guys.
Yeah. I mean, certainly Duck Soup is the pinnacle of that anarchy.
Yeah.
I know some Marx Brothers purists prefer Duck Soup, but... You know, when the brothers moved to MGM and they were working with Irving Thalberg, he didn't change their style. He just changed how it was presented.
Right.
He gave them more production, more of a story. But he didn't try to alter who they were.
Right.
You know? And I think they do have a strong... story in A Night at the Opera, and the music is actually pretty good.
It
drives me a little nuts when I meet some people who say, well, they fast forward through the musical notes.
No.
The music is actually very good in A Night at the Opera.
It is.
Especially with that song Alone.
It's wonderful. I don't know why anybody would do that. And to see it on the big screen, it's so special. I always talk about this, Matthew. I love the fact that you do these movies at the Pickwick Theater, which is one of the last classic, beautiful, big houses, in the Chicago area.
Yeah, and really, this is the only way to see a classic comedy film with an audience,
Absolutely.
Just in the Pickwick Theater, but especially with comedies when you're dealing with this genre, because I think you really get you really understand how well these films are when you're in an audience and you're laughing at the jokes and stuff. And, you know, last week our Legends Laughter 2 series kicked off at the Park Ridge Public Library and
right.
it opened with Sons of the Desert. And, Nick, you should have heard the audience laughing at that film. I mean, it's a magic that you can't duplicate at home when you're watching these movies on TV by yourself.
No question.
Small group.
No question about it. And I want to get into, we're going to go through the movies that you're going to be showing. We'll go through the titles that you're going to be showing through May 26th, Thursdays at the library. And I want to get through all of that. What I do want to say, though, is, first of all, the amazing... work that you guys do with Jay Warren and making it and the fact that you're showing Thicker Than Water with Laurel and Hardy, as a part of it. You always try to make it an interesting package. But one of the things you just mentioned, seeing these movies with an audience, it's so much fun. One of the things that's amazing to me is when you see some of these classic comedies, these old classic comedies, particularly the Marx Brothers, just how timeless it is. You could watch these movies with a group of people in an audience that consists of people from 90 years old to 9 years old, and they are timeless. I remember seeing Duck Soup in Grant Park at the movies in the park on Tuesday nights. They used to do that out in Grant Park. Mm-hmm. And there were thousands of people sitting on the lawn in Grant Park with their blankets. And, there's 1,000 people outside. Sitting by the lakeshore, watching on the big screen Duck Soup, and everyone, from the oldest person to the youngest person, was just laughing. These movies are timeless. Anyone of any age will laugh at these things, and there aren't many movies that you can say that about, or time periods that you can say that about in terms of comedy, where they're not dated, or some of the jokes were too, topical at the time. But these movies constantly make anybody of any age, of any generation, laugh.
Exactly. You know, actually, I was at that screening in Millennium Park.
Yeah.
Duck Soup. If I'm not mistaken, I thought they set a Guinness World Record for most people wearing Groucho Marx glasses.
Yeah, yes, they did. And in fact, you know what we discovered, Matthew? Yes, in fact, we talked about that just a few days ago.
Really?
When we were talking about here on the show, one of the topics was we were talking about weird Guinness World Book records. Right. It was a fun night. Just a fun
it
night.
Was, yeah.
So much fun. Okay, so Night at the Opera is tomorrow, Thursday night at the beautiful Pickwick Theater. $10 to get in, $7 for seniors. You can get discount tickets advance at parkridgeclassicfilm.com. Jay Warren's going to play some music, Lauren Hardy short to precede it. It's going to be a great night, so come on out tomorrow night to the Pickwick. Now, when we get back, we're going to take a break, Matthew. When we get back, we want to talk all about the Legends of Laughter 2 series that you are doing at the library, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, Matthew, hang on. Matthew Hoffman is with us, and we want to tell you all about the Legends of Laughter 2, which is taking place at the Park Ridge Library on Thursdays, and we'll tell you all about that coming up right after we take a break. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. Yeah. We were just talking about this particular song from Night at the Opera, which you can see on the big screen in the beautiful Pickwick Theater tomorrow night. It's Nick DiGilio here. Matthew Hoffman is the programmer for the Park Ridge Public Library Classic Film Series. And, just hearing the few seconds of that, Matthew, the fact that people actually openly admit that they fast-forward through that is crazy. It really is. Okay, let's talk about the library presentations. They're all free. They begin at 7 o'clock. The doors open at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
And... you got short films or documentaries. They're going to be screened before 7 o'clock on most nights.
Exactly.
And tell us about this series, Legends of Laughter 2, which you mentioned started last week with Sons of the Desert and The Music Box with Laurel and Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, it's kind of like a indirect sequel to my first Legends of Laughter series where I profiled the great silent comics, Keaton, Chaplin, Harold Lloyd. This time around, I'm profiling the great comedy teams, Laurel and Hardy, Marx Brothers, but I'm also putting a spotlight on some of the lesser-known comics,
yeah,
like Olson and Johnson, Wheeler and Woolsey. But, of course, one of the most popular and famous teams, Martin and Lewis. I got to get them in there, too.
Absolutely. And you've got that's on May 19th, and you've got a great one. What many might consider to be the best Martin and Lewis movie you're showing. Artists and Models, directed by the amazing Frank Tashland, who influenced Jerry Lewis's directorial style more than anybody else.
Yeah, and actually when I was at Columbia College in one of Scott Marks's history of cinema classes, he played Artists and Models, and that's the film that kind of hooked me.
Yeah.
Scott
and I have many things in common, one of which is an unhealthy love of Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
So that's on May 19th. Let's actually go through some of these. On March 17th, Whodunit is going to be shown. Talk about that one.
That's a comedy murder mystery with Abbott and Costello. It's set at a radio station. And I played this a number of years ago at LaSalle, and I had Chuck Shaden, host of those days, to introduce it. Because it had that old-time radio setting, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But that's going to be, next week, March 17th.
Okay.
And, the week after that, March 24, I'm showing, profiling one of those lesser-known comedy teams, Wheeler and Woolsey, in a film called Diplomaniacs, which is actually, if you're a fan of Duck Soup, I think people would be interested in Diplomaniacs, because it's got that same anarchistic storyline. It was actually written by Joseph L. Mankiewicz.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That night, we're going to be profiling the Three Stooges with a couple of their shorts on March 24th. A
couple of great ones. It's Punch Drunks and Three Little Beers.
Mm-hmm.
Three Little that's Beers.
The early ones with Curly, of course.
With Curly, yeah. And Three Little Beers. Is that the one where they all put the yeast in?
Yeah, it's got the barrels at the end,
right?
Rolling down the hill.
That's fantastic. We all put the yeast in.
Yeah.
This is great. So that's Diplomaniacs with Wheeler and Woolsey. And I'm glad that you're showcasing some of these lesser known things, because this is going to turn a lot of people on to, you know, I mean, everybody knows, you know, Abbott and Costello and Laurel and Hardy and the Three mm-hmm. Stooges. But it's nice to get some of those artists in there that you didn't. Okay, on March 31st, what do we got?
We got The Devil's Brother, also known as Frau Diavolo. It's a Laurel and Hardy comedy operetta
yeah.
that they did, set in 18th century Italy. But it's a lot of fun, and it's got the great Thelma Todd, great comedian.
Yeah.
But of course, one of their best feature films with Laurel and Hardy.
That's right.
And the week after that,
is the classic one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. April 7th, we got Duck Soup.
Yeah.
The Marx Brothers. April 14th. I'm showing Buck Privates Come Home.
One of my favorites. One of my absolute favorites of all time.
Yeah. Bud and Lou. You know, that one I remember, you know, I grew up, you know, watching Abbott and Costello and the Blondie movies all on Channel 9.
Of course.
32. And, yep. And that's where I got hooked onto Abbott and Costello. And Buck Privates Come Home. 1947. It's one of their best features.
Yeah, you know, I mean, as a kid, my favorite, and it's not as good as Buck Privates, because I think Buck Privates Come Home is probably my favorite of the Abbott and Costello movies. But as a kid, my favorite growing up was Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. That's the
I played that in October,
yep.
And that was the biggest turnout I ever had. We had 800 people.
It's amazing.
October.
Okay, yeah. And no showing on April 21st, but on April 28th, another great movie.
Yeah, Hell's a Poppin', yep. With Ole Olsen and Chick Johnson.
Yeah,
it's one of the more inventive films from the 1940s.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, when I used to run the LaSalle Theater, I was going to show it there, and director Joe Dante was going to loan me his print of the film. I was a little nervous about handling his print.
I'd be terrified.
Yeah, but, you know, I could have gotten him to come in and
play,
but the bank didn't want to cover the cost.
Oh!
I know.
Joe Dante yeah. There with his print?
Yes.
Oh!
Yes.
It's heartbreaking, Matthew.
Well, you know, maybe I could get Joe to come at the Pickwick at some point.
Hell, if you need to do a Kickstarter campaign to get Joe Dante to come in, do it.
Okay.
I'll give you some money. All right, May 12th.
Maybe we could team up and do a show.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to, man. Okay, we're running out of time, so I want to make sure we get the other three in. May 12th, Way Out West with Laurel and Hardy.
That's a great film.
Yep.
Definitely one of their best. May 19th, Artists and Models, which you already alluded to.
Yep, Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin, one of their best movies of all time. I prefer, I might be alone on this, Matthew, mm-hmm. And I realize that when they make, Hollywood or Bust is my favorite Martin and Lewis movie.
Oh, yeah, that's a great film.
It's a great film, but it was made at the time, at that time, they hated each other when they made that movie.
I
and
know.
You could kind of tell when you're watching it,
mm-hmm.
But I still love it. Artists and Models is a fantastic movie. Shirley MacLaine, Dorothy Malone are in that as well.
Beautiful Technicolor.
Beautiful.
They're going to really enjoy that.
And then May 26th, you had to do a road movie.
I had to.
And that's your...
Bing Crosby. And that, you know, I do try and work in some of the films that I played at LaSalle.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff I show that I never played before, but...
Yeah.
Road to Morocco is another one that I brought back.
Well,
it had such a great reaction when I played it years ago.
Okay, very, very cool. And I want to mention that all of these are free.
Yes.
They're on Thursday
nights. All the shows at the library are free.
All the shows at the library are free. If you're going tomorrow night to see Night at the Opera, that's $10.
Mm-hmm.
But all the shows at the library are free. And the Legends of Laughter comedy team, it goes all the way through May 26th through the spring. So make sure you go. And before I let you go, Matthew, I know that you're going to be joining us in studio next month.
Yes.
With Colin Clark of the Ian Fleming Foundation. We're going to talk about your screening of Thunderball coming up.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. We were going to actually open up the current season with Thunderball, but because of Spectre, we had to push it back a little bit. It's going to be kind of a delayed 50th anniversary. Colin Clark of the Ian Fleming Foundation. We're going to have James Bond author Raymond Benson there.
Yeah.
And
we'll have you guys in studio to talk about that.
Yes.
All right, that'll be a blast.
So much to talk about.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great one, Matthew. Always have fun when you're on, Matthew. As you know, I really, really, really support and love what you do. And thanks for joining us, okay?
Thank you, Nick.
All right, buddy. Take care. Matthew Hoffman, the programmer for Park Ridge Public Library Classic Film Series. You get all the information on our Facebook page for the free shows that are on Thursday nights at the library and for the show tomorrow night for Night at the Opera at the Pickwick Theater. All of it at parkridgeclassicfilm.com or facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN.